flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
a father gave his son a task, an essay to write on one particular topic. The son wrote the essay, and when the father read it, the father said, "There are so many spelling mistakes in this. I have already given you a dictionary. When in doubt, why did not you look up in the dictionary?" The son said, "But I was never in doubt. So why should I look into the dictionary?" Not to have any doubt is the end of learning. The learning that begins with doubt might end with faith, but the learning that begins with faith might end with doubt. It's better to doubt and to get clarified. It's better to begin the journey of the spiritual ascension with doubts in mind. Why this? Why that? Why not this? Why not that? The mind is hungry, and questions and doubts they do cater to this hunger. Let not the truth come to you on the platter Let not the truth reach you. Hands down. Let truth begin. Remain a struggle, a quest, a journey, a perilous journey. Then only we will know the importance of it. In today's Murli Baba said, to be clear and clean, careful. This is the gift you need to give to the Father. Clarity of mind. Clean and careful. Then only you will become cheerful. When the mind is clouded and confused, you keep suffering. But let the journey begin with confusion. Let the journey begin with doubt. Clearing to the thick and thin, then reach the clarity. So today's Murli has got three aspects. The first part of the Murli deals with a novel relationship with God. He is the friend, the divine friend. God has not come to preach or teach. He has come to celebrate the divine friendship. He has come to teach us to laugh, to dance, to sing, to rejoice, to celebrate. Life should become a divine celebration. Not just the life, but even the death should become a celebration. He has come to create this divine orchestra. He has come to create this divine symphony. He wants each one of you, each one of us, to become a musical instrument, a divine instrument, an instrument in the hand of the divine. And the whole world will listen. And the whole world will listen to this melody. The angels will move across. The angels will float across the world like cloud. And there would be the sound of harmony from every temple, every mosque, every church and every gurudwara. All religions will unite. And there would be one uninterrupted chant. My Baba has come. The whole world will realize. The humanity is lost. Beyond religions, beyond all the boundaries of the language, the whole world will unite into one. And then there would be that chant, the eternal chant. So Murli has got three parts. The first part is about sporting a friendship with God. He is the eternal friend. He never deceives. He never leaves you alone. He never divorces you. He remains is a friend forever. So celebrate this eternal friendship with him. Baba said, I have not come to give any discourse or spiritual teachings. I have come to meet my friends, the long lost and now found friends. Each one of you is a God's friend, is a godly friend. And God himself has come as a friend. And what do friends do with each other? They laugh. They entertain. They share. They rejoice. They laugh. They eat together. So make me your friend. One friend and another. Have you made him your friend? Experience his friendship, his invisible hand, his invisible canopy, his invisible protection. His love, his care, the dance of ecstasy. The divine purity, the divine help. But one thing, the divine help will disappear once the impurity comes. Divine help feeds on purity. So the first relationship, though he says, you can have as many relationships with me as possible. But in today's Murli, Baba is meeting foreigners. There are a whole lot of countries. He is meeting Brazil group. He is meeting Australia, Mexico. He is meeting Mauritius, London, Germany. So many people are there in front of Baba. Japan. Guyana, New York, Nairobi, Kenya, so many groups are there. And this is in 1982. Poland. So many groups are there. And most of Baba's children have come for the first time to this land of Madhuban. And Baba is happy that they have left their countries. They have left beyond the barriers of the cultures. They have recognized God staying in their own countries. It's such a great feat and achievement. The great spiritual race is going on, the spiritual Olympic. And countries have joined. So Baba said, I am your friend. I am not here to teach, to preach. It is not a didactic session. It is not a didactic education. It is not a didactic spiritual discourse. But it's the divine celebration. I come to play with you, to dance with you, to rejoice with you. I come as a friend. Don't keep anything in your mind, share with me. If you don't share, you will feel depressed and heavy. Write a letter to him, share with him. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, Bab Dada's heart is the post office for all the letters that you send. She has brought that post office. So this is Baba's heart, and it is the divine post office. So this is Baba's heart. Whatever letters you post, they will reach his heart. So this is the divine post office. But even before you write, your thoughts reach him. Even before you say anything to him, the tuning is so fast. The divine network is the fastest. So he is friend. The second part, after meeting all those groups and after saying few lines about each group, he said, a day will come, a time will come, and this is the divine prophecy that all religions will come together. On the top of the mosques, temples, churches and mosques, they all will chant with one unified symphony. Our Baba has come. And that would be the day of ultimate revelation. The divine revelation. That time Maya won't touch you, Maya will go away. Right now, you play with the Maya like a seesaw. You know seesaw? Up, down. Now Baba is here and Maya is here. But the next moment Maya is up and Baba is down. That is the game of spiritual seesaw. Baba is up and Maya is down. But the next moment Maya is up and Baba is down. And that's how the life goes. Baba said, a time will come, you will stop moving here and there. A time will come when Maya will depart once and for all. So that's the second part of the Murli, the final, the ultimate revelation. And the third part of the Murli is, Baba said, I have not come even as a father or even as a teacher. I came to celebrate a picnic with you. But you need to give me some gift. And what are those two gifts? Clarity of mind and careful about things. Then you will become cheerful. And Baba himself is giving you three gifts of 3 points, 3 bindis, which you need to keep in safe locker of your intellect. And sport a tilak. Design a godly friendship poster. God is your friend. What are the attributes of this divine friend? What qualities you see in this friend? And have you ever experienced that friendship? And nobody is around and you are alone. And in the most dreadful and the most fearful situation, out of nowhere the help comes. The divine friend, you invoke him, he will come. You call him, my Baba, is the spiritual passport. Is the spiritual password to the infinite kingdom of bliss and joy. Storytelling time. Recount your stories of divine help when you saw him as your friend. create a project, Mera Baba. Future world vision, where the whole world, there are angels and angels. Baba said, the angels will spread across the world. Everywhere you will see angels like clouds. The angels of God Shiva. Organize a picnic. If you had not gone to a picnic for a long time, organize a picnic. When you go to the picnic, the differences resolve, the jealousies, the small sparks of friction, they go away. So go together, move together, have some Gyan discussion, sit in meditation, enjoy nature, be in silence, be in solitude. Silent bombs, Baba said to one of the groups. Sing, play, rejoice. You can create that post office. God's heart is the post office. Yesterday also Baba said to double foreigners, you are very fortunate to enter into this divine darbar of God. The divine assembly of God. To be the part of this divine orchestra. To be the part of this divine symphony. This non-physical platonic music. So these are the three parts from today's Murli, and these are some of the tasks. Om Shanti.